माधव कुंज
by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this. Therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the supreme truth.
Anartha upasamam is half shot. Anartha means also means which is essential, also. So anatta means the opposite. So our present material condition is that we have increased some unwanted things or not. Therefore, we have been entangled. Just like yesterday I was speaking with the president, he was thinking the problem of economics. And what is the problem? There is no problem. Anywhere, any part of the world, you live, you just have some land. And some animals means cow. Other animals also you can keep. There is no harm, but cows must be there, animals. And you cannot destroy the cows. If you want to eat meat, that is the Indian system. Indian system for meat eaters, there is concession. Just like for sex life there is concession, similarly for meat eater also there is concession. And for drunkards there is concession. It's not impractical. Suppose one is drunkard, meat eater, if I say, all of a sudden, stop it. He's not sober. He'll not accept it. Just like in India, there was prohibition. Gandhi by his sentiments. There was no education. He wanted to make all of a sudden stop. So there was illicit drinking, illicit manufacture of wine. Increased so much, the government saw that we are losing the excise duty. These people are distilling illicit liquor. So now government to save money, now they are manufacturing and inducing people all right to go and drink. So unless we are sober for stopping one kind of unwanted things, we have to introduce them. This is karma kanda. If you have to erect a very high skyscraper building, then for the materials, you have to dig somewhere to make it a lake. Take it from there, here, and put it here. This is karma. You cannot manufacture. Suppose this high skyscraper building you have constructed, the another place you have taken out something. The stock is the same, conservation of the energy. You cannot increase the stock. That is our first. So in this way we have been entangled. This is called anartha. Therefore the gentleman was, if we take or everyone, that is not possible. Everyone is not going to take Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. But he was thinking like that. Sometimes they put this argument and everyone becomes Krishna conscious. Please look after this business and business. That will you look up. Don't bother. The Shudra class, they take. Yeah. The Brahman class, they will take advantage. And the Shudra class, they will work hard. It's like, we are taking advantage of this micro for Krishna. But we are not going to manufacture this. There is not all this. Let the Shudra this. Shudra will be there, they will do it. This is called Ajagar Bhitti. Ajagar Bhitti means that the mounts, they make a hole in the field for his living comfortably. You know, you have seen the holes in the field. And the agava, the big snake, they take advantage of these holes, they enter into it, and eat the mouse and the company. So the mouse makes the comfortable place for the snake. The snake's business is to enter and live comfortably. So our business is like that. You, Sudra, you make all the advantages and we take simply. That's all. That is our business. You construct house, nice house, and we enter. That's all. That God Harrison prayed for that house, we enter. That's all. We do not care for the 65 lakhs, how to earn. No. That is Krishna's point. Let the less intelligent class of men work hard, and the higher intelligent class of men take advantage. Yes. So, but after all, it is anartha to increase too much of these necessities of life. That is anartha. That is not required. So, we have now increased so many unwanted things, and we have been entangled. So, that again. Sukadeva Goswami said that to minimize this anartha, one has to say to Bhakti Yoga, anartha upasamam sasa. Just like the other man came yesterday. They have created the anartha, hiti problem, and the drugs, intoxication problem. Now they want to subside it, they have come to our center for give some advice. But our advice is the same. Anartha upasamam sasa, bhakti yoga, being chanting. What did he say? Did he accept or? Formula or not?
He was reluctant.
He'll come to consult you, but if you say something which is already formulated by him, then there is. That means you have to say his formula, yes, then he has. He has already some formula. And if you say, yes, it is good, then you are a very good man. And if you say something else, then I will elect her. This is right. Actually, it is said in the Shastra. So for all these anarthas, the only means is bhakti yoga. Savanam bhakti yoga means savanam kirtan. Let everyone, all over the world, give chance to the people of this savanam kirtanam. All the problems of the world will be solved. That's a fact. Anartha upasamam sasa. Directly, here. And you can realize from your own life how much anarthas were accompanying you. Now, they are all supplied. Sasa. What does it mean? It's chanting. Now, you enjoy chanting, dancing. But people will not take this. But this is only means. Because you have been attracted by chanting Hare Krishna mantra and dancing, you are no more interested. In this morning time, in every house, you can go, either they are singing, or they are drinking big tea, or without washing mouth, and all the germs are going within the tea, and they are being infected within the intestine. And they are getting so many diseases, but they do not understand. But here, and the bhakti yoga, everyone rises early in the morning, and then washes, and then takes bath, becomes clean, and chant Hare Krishna mantra, read book. This is bhakti yoga. Automatically, everything will be hygienic principle, health question, economic question, and social, political, everything will be solved. It is not joking. Anartha vasumam sasa bhakti yoga namirattari. Why the Artha is created? How? That is explained in the previous verse. Jaya sanamahito jiva apanam sidunatatam paropi manute anatham tatkritam cha abhipadyate. That day, under the instruction of the spiritual master, everything is possible, simply like bhakti yoga. Bhakti yogena, by the means of bhakti yoga, his mind was clean. Bhakti yogena, manasi, sambhav pranihite amale. The mind became completely clean. The whole trouble is our mind, our consciousness, unclean. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the Sankirtan movement for cleansing the heart, the consciousness, the mind. So, that day, under the instruction of the spiritual master, Narada, he meditated in bhakti yoga and he saw the Supreme Personality of God. Apasat purusam purna. Purna means complete. So we are also purusha, living entities. Purusha means enjoy. So we are trying to enjoy, but we are incomplete, not complete. We have got so much desire to enjoy, but we cannot because we are incomplete. There are that song sung by Vidyavati that Tatala Saikate Bari Hindu Sama. Tatala Saikate, in hot sand beach, you require so much water. But if somebody says, yes, I will supply water. Give me water. No, one drop. So that will not satisfy me. So we have got so many desires that cannot be fulfilled by so-called material advancement of God, which is not possible. So that way, so the Purnam Purusam. Purnam Purusam Mayancha Tadapasraya. And he saw Maya also, but Maya is not conquering Maya, because Krishna is Purna. Maya cannot conquer. In full light, there cannot be darkness. Any amount of darkness you put before the sun shine, there is no possibility. It cannot stand. Within the sun glow, within the orbit of the sun, any amount of, because the sun glow is so big, and the orbit is so big, that the whole universal darkness will bring there, there will be no darkness. Just imagine, it is not even fair. The universal darkness, all the darkness of the universe will bring before the sun, it will not happen. It cannot happen. Because the sun is full light. It is not an imitation light. Here we have got this imitation light. The big amount of cloud is there, immediately it will be dark. But sunlight is full light. Similarly, Krishna is Purna Purusha. The Mahavadi philosopher, they think that when Krishna comes, he reduces his energy, therefore he also becomes covered by Maya. This is called Mayavad. Mayavad means the Maya has covered everything, so Maya has covered Krishna also. This is Mayavad. Because Maya has covered me, you and everyone, and therefore Maya has covered Krishna. Unless Krishna or the Absolute Truth, Brahma, becomes covered by Maya, he cannot take a form. This is Maya. As we have taken form, because the prakriti, material nature, has helped us to take this form. Similarly, their philosophy even the absolute truth, Brahma, he incarnates, he accepts a body of this material. But that is not that. Krishna says, Sammavami Atmavaya. I'm not external energy. I come in my own energy. Therefore, they have been described as mula, asses, fools, that's it. Because I have come here in the form of a human being, they take it for acceptance. Krishna is also another human being. But that is not. Here, if one sees Krishna through bhakti yoga as bad things are. Bhakti yogi na vadati. Mind must be saturated with bhakti yoga. Then you can see the Supreme Person, Purnam, not affected by Maya. Apastha Purusham Purnam. And so far Maya is karna. The Maya is very influential. That's all that. Apasram, turning at the background, cannot come in front. It's like the same example. The darkness cannot come in front of. You stand before, facing your mouth towards the sun. The darkness is in the background, not in front. Similarly, the darkness, Maya, cannot stand before Krishna. She is always behind. Maya to the Apasara. Now this Maya cannot cover Krishna, but we become cover. Therefore in the next verse it is said, Jaya Sanmahitam Jivo. That Maya, which is so influential that she has extended her influence over all the living. Jaya Sanmohita Dilda. Any entity, we are Dilda. Especially those who have not taken to Krishna cause, they are Dilda. They're thinking this material world is everything. And therefore there was some problem. Simply problem. You are thinking, the gentleman was thinking, how this economic problem. But because he is in Maya. But anyway, in bhakti yoga, then who could understand there is no problem at all. There is no problem. It is simply Maya. It is simply illusion. There is no problem. All problems are solved. You can practically see. We have got 100 branches. We have no problem. Because Krishna is there. So our traveling, each time, a lakh of rupees. I am traveling. But one man cannot see. Once in life, London and New York from India, I see 4 times in India. So I have no problem. Because Krishna is there. We are spending less and less of rupees. But where from the money is coming? Krishna says, we have no problem. Now you are spent in Bombay 18-20 lakhs of rupees. People are surprised. It is 50 lakhs worth property. People are surprised. Some of them are very envious. And if you come in, find it is very, very fine place. It is just like a paradise garden. 20,000 square yards. And we have got 6 buildings. So, actually, when we come to Krishna consciousness, there is no problem. Problem is created. So long we are bewildered by Maya, there is problem. Otherwise, there is no problem. Therefore, it is said, Jaya Sanmohita Jiva. The Jiva, when the living entities are powered by this material encasement, is called Jiva. Jiva Bhuta. Otherwise, Brahma Bhuta. Otherwise, Brahma. So long he is powered by this Maya, He is called Jiva. Sanmohita, Jiva. My friend, he is not Sanmohita, he is not Vila, he is Brahma. I am Brahmasmi. So, being Vila by the Smaya, Sanmohita, Jiva, what is his position now? Jaya Sanmohita, Jiva, Atmanam, Srigunatmakam, Atmanam, the soul, spirit soul. On account of his being Vila, he is thinking that I am depending on this material nature, Srigunatma. I am depending on the three material qualities, Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. Therefore, one who is strictly following the principle, Bhakti Yoga principle, he is not touched by the Srigunatma. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyayagal. Immediately in his original position. Brahma bhuta. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. This is the sign. And so now one is captured by Maya, covered by Maya. His position is sanmohita jiva atmanam trigunatmakam. He is thinking that I have something of this material nature. Trigunatmakam. Paropi, although he is transcendental, he is very soul. Paropi manute anartham, he is thinking so many problems. Anartham. He is thinking of so many problems. Just like the gentleman came to concert, actually proposed that this is the medicine, he will not take. He said it can be mitigated otherwise. They are simply trying to introduce their philosophy. He thought like that. But actually, that is not fair. There is explained in the next one. Yes. Anartha upasamana sāksāt bhakti yoga madhukkari. If you want to get out of the problems, then take to Krishna consciousness. Everything will adjust. This is the fact. Anartha upasamana sāksāt bhakti yoga madhukkari. Look at these rascals, they do not know. These rascals, mula, non-Krishna conscious man, they have been described as mula. Namaham duskitanam mula, prabhadante nalatam. The lowest of the men. They did not surrender to Krishna on account of their mischievous and sinful life and being fool number one, duskitanam mula. And being the lowest of the mankind. In mankind, meaning lowest of the mankind. In human form of body, one can understand what is Krishna, what is Krishna God. But he will not take to this. Therefore, he is called Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. In the human form of body, there is a chance, but they will not take it. Therefore, not. Why did you not take it? There are so many MA, PhD, DSC and doctors and Nobel Prize holders. Why is it not? Maya, Pritam, Kyana. That Maya has taken away his knowledge. In not allowed. In not allowed. Maya will not allow to take. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Naisāgmatistāvadudukramāngri. Pishati anartha. Ubhagamam yadartham apagamam. Naishangmatistravadutramanjya. They, to get out of this maya's problem, one has to surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, mami vidam prasadhanti maya metan sarantit. It is easy process. If you surrender to Krishna, immediately get out of all these problems. So that is not being taken. It is declared, but people are not taken. Therefore, Bhagavad says that why they are not taken? They are not accepting this proposal of Krishna, that is surrender. Anartha, immediately anartha will be vanquished, but they are not taken. How, why not? They have to surrender to his devotee. Nishkinchanana, నిష్కించనానా పాదరజు అభిషేకం. మహీయసాన పాదరజు అభిషేకం నిష్కించనానా నవనీత జావత్. They cannot take to Krishna consciousness unless they bow down to the dust of his devotee, to the dust of the lotus feet. Mahiyasana Padaraja Visitam. Padaraja. Padaraja means the dust at the lotus feet of Mahiyasana. The exalted devotee. Niskinchanana. He has nothing to do with the material world. Niskinchanana. Navinitaja. So long one does not take the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna's devotee, he cannot surrender to Krishna. There is not power. Therefore, it is the duty of the devotees to go from place to place and distribute the charms to the people to take to Krishna consciousness, then their all problems will be solved. Thank you very much.